because I really want to read to you this email that we got from our friend Lynn, who sent us some knowledge that I realized after the show on, I believe, Wednesday. You and I got into a conversation about flushless toilets, waterless toilets, and we weren't sure what the deal was, and we were trying to learn.
Urinals.
I'm sorry, urinals, yeah. And we were trying to learn on the fly how they worked. And in reading the webpage on the fly, it sounded like these urinals don't even drain anywhere, that it actually, like, that the urine itself, actually it gets mixed with some sort of a compound, some sort of a chemical, and then you maybe empty a basin. We weren't exactly sure how it works, but here's what Lynn says.
I was trying to get to the bottom of the issue, and I think I made it much more confusing by, like, reading the specs for one of these things on the air.
Yeah, and the reason I found out the truth after the show was because I thought it'd be funny to use an actual, like, kind of diagram, like kind of a technical diagram of the inside of a flushless toilet, which I almost used as a show pick, but then I decided that even that might have been a little graphic. I didn't necessarily need to advertise the fact that the word urine came up in the show so much. So anyway, Lynn says, flushless urinals do still send the waste outbound. It's just that there is no water required to get the stuff down the pipe, and there's no extra water required to prevent gases from coming back up. The problem with them is that they don't do much for the stink of the waste, and depending on the protein content of the urine, I gotta start editing these emails, it can lead to excess buildup
for time.
Of urea stones, etc., for something. California and other places where water use has been huge issues has been hotbeds for this stuff. And I've run across a few in Portland. That's from our buddy Lynn in Portland area. Yeah, that seems to be the case. But I was looking at it, and you still do have to, like, kind of remove and replace these traps, they say, about four times a year. You mentioned that on the show as well. So it still seems, less than ideal.
I think there's some solution, right? Some kind of neutralizing solution that there's a cartridge of or something?
Yeah, I believe that is part of it. There is definitely a solution in there.